This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis will shut off millions of dollars in grants to cities and counties if they fail to comply with state housing policies. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Polis's executive order will require local governments to show that they're enacting recently passed state housing laws. Otherwise, they won't be eligible for more than $100 million in state grants in areas like transportation and energy.
What we're basically saying is, hey, we have limited state dollars. They need to go to communities that are part of the housing solution.
The goal is for communities to allow things like denser housing near transit. Most of the laws haven't gone into effect yet, and they don't apply to all parts of the state, including most rural areas. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Congress, Republicans' budget bill could cost some 200,000 Coloradans their Medicaid coverage. The health policy group KFF says Colorado could lose about $1 billion over a decade. The group's Larry Levitt.
Revenues available to states, hospital revenues, physician revenues, and of course coverage for people on the ground.
Republicans behind the bill say one provision, work requirements, would save a lot of money. A federal court ruling preserves for now $230 million in public health funding for Colorado that's been cut by the White House. Colorado joined 22 other states and Washington, D.C. to challenge the cuts. The court ruling extends an earlier temporary order. The judge wrote the cuts would hit hard, things like infectious disease research, mental health, addiction services, and vaccine availability. It's Weekend Edition on CPR News and KRCC.